Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, December 18th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, our tech advisor, Rick Miller. Birthdays. Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards, 70 today. Keith talking about the endless popularity of the Stones.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how quite we crossed the generation gaps somehow. You know, there's the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat, and then there's Rolling Stones. And I guess we're just part of the furniture, you know?
Film director Steven Spielberg is 67 today.
E.T. E.T. Phone Home.
Brad Pitt is 50 today. Christina Aguilera is 33. On this day in history, in the year 1620, the Pilgrims dock at Plymouth Rock and begin the task of building their colony in the New World. The Pilgrims actually arrive later than the settlers of the Jamestown colony.
They come ashore on a deserted beach 450 miles up the coast from Jamestown and call the place Plymouth, after the English port they sailed from. By April 1621, their settlement is taking shape. The Mayflower returns to England. The Pilgrims are on their own in an unknown land.
Number one on the charts, 1957, The King, Elvis Presley, and Jailhouse Rock. On the KETR events calendar at Cooper Lake State Park from 2:30 to 3:30 Saturday afternoon, join the park interpreter and find out what the outdoor sport of geocaching is all about. GPS devices will be provided for the program. It's a great family outdoor activity. Meet at the South Sulphur Unit and the Honey Creek Amphitheater. And let's go geocaching. For more information, call 903-945-5256. 903-945-5256 or see events at ketr.org. Geocaching from 2:30 to 3:30 Saturday afternoon at Cooper Lake State Park. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Rick Miller, who's our advisor on all things technical. Usually we're talking about personal technology, and I guess we will be to some extent this morning. First of all, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
We're going to be talking about 3D printing. The first I really was aware of it was last summer, and I read an article about 3D printing and the 3D printing of a gun.
Yep.
Right? So that was the first thing that I knew about it. And of course, there has been a considerable amount of discussion about the ability to print a gun, a working gun, since that time.
And now, that's even made its way into mainstream television. It was on the plot of one of the recent episodes of Elementary the other night. Now, in Austin, they've printed a metal gun, not a plastic gun, but a metal gun using laser sintering, which is a whole different thing. It's got like 39 parts, and the only part that it doesn't make is the spring. And it fires, it's a semi-automatic weapon based on the 1911 Colt.
Now, there's some legislation or some administrative order that is attempting to ban the printing of guns.
Not necessarily ban the printing of them, but being able to transport them on airplanes. Now, there is in, I think, Philadelphia, they're looking at the ban of them. But
The city of Philadelphia.
How are you going to do this when you can go down to your neighborhood Staples store, and buy a 3D printer for either $1,300 or $2,500.
Well, this is the next thing I wanted to ask you about, and I'm astonished that it's that possible to buy a 3D printer.
Oh, yeah.
And at relatively low cost, and if it's $1,300 today, 2 or 3 years from now, it may be $500 or $300.
Well, the handheld one right now that's going to be coming out in February, it's in a Kickstarter project, is $99, and it's called the 3 Doodler. And you can look at the KETR website, and the link to that will be there. If you absolutely want to doodle in 3D, you got it, $99.
And this is for producing little figures that look like toy soldiers
little
or something.
Little figures, and it does plastic or ABS. So you could actually, if you wanted to create a working part for something and you didn't want it to be metal, you could go ahead and if your drafting skills are good and your drawing skills are good, you could create a caricature, 3D caricature of John Mark.
That's a frightening prospect, I must say.
Oh, yeah.
Now, to not get completely away from the idea of the 3D printer and rendering guns,
yeah.
The first thing I thought about that is, of course, you know, my gosh, 5 years from now, a 12-year-old can have a 3D printer in his bedroom and he can crank out a gun. And, you know, what kind of world is this we're going to be living in?
Well, but let's look at the bright side of it. There's a father who's an engineer whose son was born without a hand. He's got a limb, but he doesn't have a hand. And a prosthesis, he'll outgrow all the time. And they were looking at, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he decided to use a home printer and worked with a university or a public site and got plans for a hand. And it looks like the kid thinks it's just great. He calls himself like a cyborg. And as he grows, his dad can reprint him new digits, and he's able to hold a cup and throw a ball and do those sorts of things. The motor control isn't there, but they have engineered it to where he can do basic things he couldn't do before, and he's the coolest kid at school.
And you said that there's the prospect of printing organs that could be transplanted.
Well, yeah, they're printing organs. They've printed an ear that has a metallic thing in there that makes your ear an antenna that then they hook up into your hearing. One of the things that is happening with this is that you're able to replace parts, not just body parts, but parts for machinery. So in space travel, and in combat situations, you have something that breaks down. Instead of carrying a full inventory, you just carry the program for it, and you print it, and you go.
Hmm. We're almost out of time, but you said there's 3D printing of food?
Yeah, there's 3D printing of food. Sugar Lab out in L.A. can print candy. One of the universities out there is printing multicolored doughy type things with secret messages in it. They even printed a corn sugar octopus for something. So, you know, like Ace of Cakes, look out. You know, the bakers are going to be out of business when we can print lifelike things.
What a world.
Yeah, it's an incredible 3D world.
A brave new world indeed. So this is the 3D printing. I just, every time I read about this or hear about it, I just I have a hard time taking it in.
It's amazing what you can buy at your local big box store.
Rick Miller is our advisor on all things technical. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Always good.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.